You are on Texas Standard Time.
North Korea and Russia dominated foreign policy headlines in 2017, and a Texas-based geopolitical intelligence team is indicating international decision makers should continue to keep an eye on those countries in the new year. That prediction is part of a handful Austin-based Stratfor is making in its forecast for geopolitical risks for 2018. Here to tell us more is Stratfor Vice President of Global Analysis, Riva Gujon. Riva, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here.
So what are some of the key political risks Stratfor says faces world leaders in the new year?
Obviously, North Korea is going to be front and center in 2018. And really, that's a function of the timeline, which is rapidly shortening for the United States in particular when it comes to the decision on whether or not to launch a preventative strike against North Korea to try to decapitate its nuclear program. The issue there, again, is time. Mm-hmm. That window is rapidly closing. And, you know, we're just not seeing enough time for that political decision when you see such immense ramifications that need to be considered, which include plunging the globe back into global recession. So, you know, when you consider the military costs, the political costs, the potential for a broader war that can draw in major powers like China and Russia, not to mention the global economic cost, it's more likely that the United States is going to have to resign itself to a nuclear North Korea with a viable nuclear deterrent. And that then opens the door to a new era of nuclear deterrence and containment, a much more unstable one.
So nuclear North Korea definitely tops the list. But you mentioned something else in your answer there, which was this relationship that China and Russia have. And that's something else that the United States sort of has to keep an eye on and position itself against or with.
Absolutely. And you're already seeing this trend where Russia and China are collaborating a lot more these days than they are competing. And that does pose an emerging strategic threat to the United States. And even as a function of the North Korean crisis, you can see the chain of events there, because as the U.S. has to shift to a policy of containment, it obviously has to build up its ballistic missile defenses in the area. That in turn undermines the nuclear shields of China and Russia. Meanwhile, you have these 20th century arms packs degrading between the U.S. and Russia. And so all in all, you have this very unstable paradigm in play. And China and Russia are working together in a whole host of spheres, from, you know, trade, defense, cyber, technology. And, you know, over time, that's going to compel the United States to impose its own containment strategy against these two giant Eurasian powers, which means those countries that are stuck in the middle are going to be coming into play. So everything from Ukraine in the case of Russia to Taiwan in the case of China, those are key countries that the U.S. is going to be focusing on.
So since we talked last year at this time with the global predictions, Donald Trump has you know, been in power now for a year. North Korea has continued to launch bigger missiles, do more tests. What else has sort of heightened some of these issues since last time we talked?
One is that, you know, when it comes to institutional checks on the presidency, those certainly have come into play. So while there was a lot of talk about a big rapprochement with the Russians, we've seen Congress step up and, you know, maintain this national security imperative to keep Russia contained. And that's continuing. You know, when it comes to more of the unique particularities to the Trump presidency, we see a very close relationship between this president and the new or soon to be Saudi king, Mohammed bin Salman, who's now crown prince and who is pursuing a very aggressive foreign policy in the region against Iran. And he has an ally in the White House, and he also has an ally, very interestingly, in Israel.
Stratfor will be keeping an eye on all of these global developments. Riva Gujon is the Vice President of Global Analysis at Stratfor, a leading global intelligence platform. Riva, thanks again.
Thanks again, and Happy New Year.